This month, WJCT hosts the first ever live event as part of our partnership with Modern Cities, The Jackson. Forgotten Spaces, Places Reimagined is on October 23rd at WJCT Studios. This is The Jackson on WJCT. Joining me now to discuss the event is Abby Weiss. She's with the First Coast chapter of the American Planning Association, and she's helping us plan the Jackson's first event. So, Abby, what kind of event is this?
So this will be a panel discussion talking about the history and importance of spaces, how they become forgotten over time, and how these spaces can affect the redevelopment of our city.
So we're talking about places that have a past that might factor into the future?
Yeah. So these places in the past have been monumental for our city, and either whatever businesses or office spaces that were in these have moved, and thus they have become forgotten.
What are some examples?
So we have the whole neighborhood of La Villa, which is currently going through a redevelopment process. And we have to look at the past and how the history created that neighborhood and how the history can also help create a new neighborhood. We also have Brooklyn, which is more in the redevelopment process. We also have Springfield, which is home to a lot of historic buildings that have been vacant and they're ready for redevelopment. They just need a little TLC.
So the conversation that we're going to have about these places, is there some sort of controversy or question that we're trying to settle?
Well, when we look at the big projects that have been coming into the city for redevelopment over the past year or so, a lot of them have been on spaces that are now forgotten. We should try to use these spaces, if it's economically sound, to create a fabric of our city that has a history and not is just new redevelopment.
So that's what we'll be discussing with the panel, is how do we accomplish both of those goals, having something new and exciting and revitalized at the same time as not completely forgetting what was there before, right?
Yes.
Who are some of the folks on this fantastic panel that you've put together?
So we have Adrienne Burke. She currently is the Nassau County Assistant Planning Director and is part of the Florida Trust for Historic Preservation. We also have Alan Bliss. He's the Executive Director of the Jacksonville Historical Society. Cantrice Jones from Acuity Design Group. Mike Field with the Jackson, and he is also founder of the Jackson Night Market and the Court Urban Food Park downtown. Downtown Development Review Board member, Rafael Caldera. And lastly, we have Tia Keat, who's an Eastside Community Coalition board member.
Awesome. I will be moderating this panel. I'm really looking forward to talking to these people. For those who are interested in joining us, what do they need to know?
The event will be held at WJCT on Tuesday, October 23rd from 6 to 8 p.m.
We'll start with a reception. Everybody kind of ease in, get to know each other, and then we'll go into the panel discussion. That's Abby Weiss, who is helping us plan the first ever Jackson live event on October 23rd here at WJCT Studios. We hope to see you there. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Downtown Investment Authority.